Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 473 for Wednesday, January 2nd. IONS taped to PC. And now, get ready for Dick. It's time for the Daily GizWiz. We've survived our New Year's celebrations. We're well on our way into 2008. And here he is, your Gizmaster for 2008, Dickie D.
Hello, Leo. This is the new upgraded bouncy Gizmaster.
I like it.
Yeah, you do.
He's lost his voice already.
I'm out.
And I like the sequined red sequined jacket. I think that's that adds a certain touch of class.
I got that at Filene's. You know, one of those
Filene's basement. Yeah.
Filene's basement. Yeah. And I'm amazed no one else wanted it.
I find that hard to believe. I do think it would be better if the sleeves went a little bit lower on your wrists.
Oh yeah. Well, it was either had a size 12 or a size 51.
Mm.
So I opted for this. The 51 I could actually wear as pants.
Oh, then you'd have a suit. I like that.
That's how long the sleeves were. Yeah. I should have got that. We'd be more like a red sequins coverall.
Or you could make a tent out of it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
But next year. I'll go back. They might still have it.
I bet you it'll still be there. Who knows, though? Some size 51 sequin jacket wearer could come along.
Could go.
It is time for a gadget.
I have a really fun gadget,
yes.
And what was fun about it was I knew it was going to freak everybody out. I had this in my gift guide for World News Now on ABC, and I knew when I showed up at the studio, because it looks exactly like, and it actually is, an old-fashioned cassette dubbing deck.
Oh, just what everybody needs.
Right, so I'm putting this on the counter, and the stagehands are going, what the heck?
Why would anybody want that?
Except for the fact that in the back is a USB cable that goes to your PC.
Oh, so this is like those new turntables.
It's from the same company. It's from Ion, and it's their tape to PC cassette converter. So, and on the December page, and I'll put one on January too, I put my first converted Mad Minute as a test.
Oh, and how did it sound?
It sounds great.
I'm going to let you do them from now on.
Yeah, I know. I was afraid that was going to happen.
You've got the Ion.
Yeah, I do. But it's pretty neat. It uses iTunes. So as you record your cassettes, or as you play them, I'm sorry. I mean, if you need a dub for some reason, you can dub on this deck like the old dubbing cassette decks. But more importantly, you play a cassette and it opens a separate folder on iTunes where you can then download it to your iPod, or it's an MP3, so you can download it to other music players. And it comes with two pieces of software. Easy Tape Converter, which is what I was using, just works on the PC, and that's for total idiots. You load the software, play a cassette, and it shows up in iTunes. Then for Mac and PC, it comes with Audacity software. And I play with that a little, but that's where you can change the levels and clean up pops and clicks and do all sorts of other things. This one came from Brookstone. It was $150. The only thing I miss, there was a headphone jack, so you could just double check that the cassettes are playing.
So there's no way to listen to what's going on.
Well, it plays through your computer speakers, but there's no way to tell if there's anything wrong with the cassette, if it's not coming out. And you have to fool with the control panel to make sure that you have this selected as the audio source. But it's really great fun. So now who needs you?
Well, you know, I had that really great thing.
Yeah,
that goes
using?
I was using, remember, it was actually one of our picks. It was a cassette deck that goes into the computer
and hooks up, and it's basically the same thing.
The same, okay.
No, it's not. You know what? It's not, because it was an analog connection and the sound card did the conversion. So
that's what I thought.
This
I
thought is USB. Was, yeah.
Yeah, I thought yours was more complicated. This is just plug and play.
This there's is no much thought. Easier. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no drivers. It just does it.
Now, my problem was I couldn't tell if it... The problem is the cassettes themselves didn't sound very good, but I couldn't tell why. So I want
well,
you to...
they're crappy.
Well, that was what I was afraid of. So I could... Oh, yeah. So I'm glad. So how do they sound when you use the Ion? Because this is the problem, is they weren't recorded... I couldn't tell if they weren't recorded well or if my device wasn't getting it.
Oh, I think well. They were recorded fairly well, because we actually did them at...
You sent them to radio stations, I know.
Yeah, we did them, at a sound effects studio.
They're old now, and cassettes don't age well. Yes. And so I wasn't... I just couldn't tell.
Yeah, so, no, they sound pretty good.
So let me listen. I could go to your site, couldn't I?
Oh, I go to yeah.
Well, let me try that now. Now let me
click on December.
All right, let's see. We're going to go to GizWiz.
I'll do it with you. This is
do
like
it together.
So exciting.
GizWiz. So this is like a little internet tutorial.
Yeah,
I remember it wasn't so long ago. I had explained to my wife how to use the internet. That was great fun.
Yeah.
So I go
I didn't know it was on the computer till I watched The Simpsons.
They have the internet on computers now.
Homer Simpson, someone says, "What about the internet?" And Homer says, "I hear it's on the computer now."
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that funny?
Okay, let's see. Where are we? I'm December. You know what? You can see it probably, but I can't because I don't know if it's up yet.
Oh, you know what? Wait a second. Let me just... Oh, yeah. It's right near the top.
Of what?
You see picture... The December page. Click on December. Daily Teaser was December 07. See all the bars at the top of the opening page?
Yeah.
Every month?
Yeah.
Click on December 07.
Oh, there it is. A mad minute. All right. Let's see. This is a good test. Let's play it back. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so far...
Dickie Bartola, Mad's Maddest Writer with Sarah Fowler and another Mad Minute. Do you make New Year's resolutions only to break them a short time later?
First of all,
Alfred E. Newman does.
It's sped up, you know that.
I know it is.
Okay.
But sometimes we sped them up so they fit into a minute.
Oh, you're kidding.
But this may just be totally a
I'd like you to do a couple more. There's a...
That are easy
There's
to
a
keep.
Lot of hits
Listen
on
to
it.
Some of this year's resolutions from Alfred's
Yeah, this
own
is basically
list.
What they sounded like.
I will not
like.
Drive into oncoming traffic.
I will not use my electric hair dryer while washing my hair.
I will not
They're
say
not
you and what army
what
to Macho
were,
Man.
They, which is what they were when I was doing them. So, yeah, I want to let you do them. I can clean that up. I can clean up the hiss and stuff.
Okay, very good.
So, and I can even fix the speed, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. I'll do a few.
That would definitely sound like a chipmunk. Now, I would look on the front of the cassette, because sometimes cassettes have a little
they
knob.
It that doesn't says have it.
You can speed
I
it up.
Down there. That's
because you thought about
I looked
it.
At
okay.
It
well, there's nothing on that. Okay.
No.
Can you believe they're making a chipmunk movie?
Leo, did you see how much it made?
It didn't do well, did it?
Leo.
It looks so god awful.
Yes, it happened to be the second highest grossing film of last weekend.
Oh, that's so sad.
And I do believe it made $45 million
Oh, dear.
In 3 days.
Well,
which means get ready for Chipmunks Go to College.
Yeah.
Chipmunks on the internet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Chipmunks singing the Daily GizWiz jingle. We could speed this up. Make that sound like chipmunks. That would be easy.
Keith, whose last name is Taka, Takaesu. Takaesu. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks again for the match game memorabilia. Imitation is the sincerest form of flat. Is imitation the sincerest form of flattery?
Yes.
Or is it? Patent
I should
violated.
Say we're doing this a little early in the day for Dick. It's actually only 12:30 in the afternoon.
It's 12:30. I went to bed at 5:30.
Oh, so Dick, I'm so sorry.
Oh, there's no problem. There's no problem.
Why do you stay up so late?
Well, you know what? I got into the habit from World News Now.
Oh, yeah, because that's an overnight show.
Like every couple weeks. The only time you can talk to those people is after midnight,
right?
You know? And it's very funny because my last spot, I went in at 12:30 in the morning, And as you enter, everybody goes, good morning. Good morning. You know,
it's weird.
The beginning of their day.
It's so weird. Well, it is morning, literally.
It is.
I did it a couple of times, but see, I was on West Coast time. So to me, it was only like doing it at like 9 or 10 at night. So it wasn't so bad.
But you know what? I prefer that. Good morning, America. You had to be
at
4:30.
Ick.
Yeah. Ick. No. So.
Hey, Regis and Kelly got to be there at 8. Oh, yuck. Too early.
Yeah, exactly. anyway, to finish this guy's letter.
Yes.
I guess that imitation is a sincerest form of flattery.
Yes.
Or is it patent violation? Mm. I've attached a copy of a two pages from our newspaper ad where they suspiciously have a fold A to meet B. Does this not sound like the fold-in?
Yeah.
Does Mad Magazine? Well, he says, does Mad Magazine have a patent on the fold-in cover? Well, the back cover. You know, first of all, I doubt if Mad Magazine would really sue anybody for – I'm sure A equals falls over to B is not a patentable thing.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. They patent all sorts of stuff.
But you know, did I ever tell you how the fold-in started?
This is Al Jaffe did these, right?
Al Jaffe has been doing it about 40 years. Al Jaffe, when Bill Gaines was alive, went to Bill and he said, Bill, Playboy magazine just started a fold-out. And he said, you know, I know that Mad is too poor to add a third panel to have a fold-out, but it wouldn't cost anything to have a fold-in. And Bill said, I like that. No money, and it's clever. Isn't that funny?
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
And he's done them ever since. 40 years he did them.
40. And the amazing thing, if you don't know the fold-in, it's usually the back cover or the back page of Mad.
It's still in every Mad magazine?
Still in every Mad magazine.
Oh, I did so.
And
many
not
of
only
those.
Does it ask a question, it asks a question, you fold it in, the picture becomes the answer, but the question folds in and becomes the answer.
Very clever.
So the wording has to be, it's amazing.
I don't know how he does it. Does he get help?
He gets help. From time to time, he'll just call the office and say, guys, can you brainstorm? Because I can't come up with
dry as a bone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway.
That is such a neat story. I love that.
Yeah. So thank you, Keith. Oh, he calls himself Tack. Thank goodness he shortened it.
thank you, Tack.
Thank you, Tack.
And thank you, Dick. And we'll see you. Maybe we'll get some Mad Minutes from you, huh? We'll have to work out
something. Yeah, but not by tomorrow.
No.
Unless I could do them in the next 35 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you what. We could put the Alfred E. Newman's New Year's resolutions in this one.
Oh, okay. Do it.
Why not? It's under a minute.
It's under a minute, and if you don't get to see the Chipmunks movie, this will be the close second. And it's perfect timing. It's Alfred's New Year's resolution.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Now, here comes the minute.
Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer with Sarah Feller, and another Mad Minute. Do you make New Year's resolutions only to break them a short time later?
Then do what Alfred E. Newman does. He makes New Year's resolutions that are easy to keep. Listen to some of this year's resolutions from Alfred's own list.
I will not drive into oncoming traffic.
I will not use my electric hair dryer while washing my hair.
I will not say you and what army to Macho Man.
I will not lick cake batter from the blaze while the mixer is still running.
I will not put color things and white things in the washing machine at the same time, especially while I'm wearing them.
I will not write, see if you can find any mistakes, stupid, on my tax return.
So take a hint from Alfred E. himself, go easy on yourself, and make New Year's resolutions you can keep. Till next time, Dick DiBartolo at Sarah Fowler and another Mad Minute. Bye.
Did Alfred resolve never to listen to another Mad Minute?
No.
Too hard?
Too easy.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.